In December 2011, the UN Human Rights Office published the first official UN report on violence and discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons. It documented widespread human rights abuses. The December 2012 special event brought together leaders from the international community to take a stand against homophobia and for equal rights. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the meeting a meaningful way to commemorate Human Rights Day, which falls on the 10th of December each year. He said no one gets to decide who is entitled to human rights and who is not.
The very first article of the Universal Declaration of the Human Rights proclaims that, I quote, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, end of quote. All human beings, not some, not most, but all.
According to the Secretary General, while the international community is turning the tide on discrimination in both law and practice, some old prejudices still remain.
Around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are targeted, assaulted, and sometimes killed. Children and teens are taunted by their peers, beaten and bullied, pushed out of school, disowned by their own families, forced into marriage, and in the worst cases, driven to suicide.
South African singer and mother of four boys, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, said she knows from firsthand experience what it feels like to be discriminated against, and there's no reason for it to continue.
The color of my skin in South Africa had made me inferior. And now, in this day and age, why should we discriminate against other people? Because of their sexual orientation, I think that is unfair. If my boys have to come home tomorrow and say, I've got an Indian girlfriend, or an albino, or they bring Peter home, I'll have to say to them, that's okay.
She was asked how important it was for straight people to get involved.
I think straight people should respect other people, because for me, I don't think there's anything crooked about LGBTs.
Singer Ricky Martin, who revealed he was gay in 2010, said the fact that the subject was being discussed at the United Nations was, quote unquote, amazing. The audience agreed.
For many years, I lived on fear. I thought that music had given me lots of power. I was going around the world singing, stadiums full of people, and all I have to say is that I was living in fear because I was hating myself because I grew up listening to a very crooked concept. You're gay, you belong in hell.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said all need to speak out against homophobia, including those who are considered leaders in society and others in the public eye. Jerry Adams, United Nations.